This is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Doan Show. You're listening to part two of our May 10th, 2009 Jimmy Doan Show.
Kicking in, buddy.
The Jimmy Doan Show.
You need cooling. Baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna send you back to school. Way down inside. Honey, you need it. I'm gonna give you my love. I'm gonna give you my love. Oh.
Want a whole lot of love. Want a whole lot of love. Want a whole lot of love.
Yeah! The Jimmy Doan.
We want a whole lot of love, but mostly,
but when they say love or money,
uh-huh.
We take the money. The love is good. I did want to finish up one thing.
Welcome back to the Jimmy Doan.
Yeah, Jimmy Doan show with Jack Rhodes.
And, same day.
Same day.
Same
this
crew.
Is, well, we're recording the same day. I don't know if it's going to get up the same. This is being recorded on Mother's Day.
Right.
May
10th. We took a big hit on that one, too, man.
Ooh, and, ooh. And tomorrow, guess what happens tomorrow? By the time this thing breaks, our stamps will be up to 44 cents instead of.
Perfect. Excellent.
So everybody go out and buy 2 cent stamps.
I love the fact that the forever stamp goes up, too, you know?
Yeah, I know. But I mean, the ones you have are good.
That's right. That's forever.
Yeah, so were the other ones.
Yeah, but what I mean is you could. I went out and bought. I saved myself, I don't know, 96 or 98 cents.
Look at
by
that.
By buying a whole bunch of them in
Jimmy
advance.
Jimmy wins.
And
all
I
right,
mean,
so we got a bunch of funny things, this one here.
Okay, but in yeah. Tax Capital of the World, I thought we're going to finish up on this, how they tax things. In New York, Assembly Speaker and acting de facto Governor Sheldon Silver and other Democrats will impose a 2 percentage point millionaire tax on New Yorkers who earn more than $200,000. So I think that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
You don't even poverty level in New York.
Have to be a millionaire to be paying a millionaire
that's
tax.
Exactly right. You have to be a 200,000-aire and you are.
And that's combined household.
Huh?
That's total household.
I wouldn't doubt. Millionaire. Yeah, exactly. I'm sure it is. Yeah, no, 300,000 for couples.
Oh, okay.
A millionaire tax. If you're a couple, 300,000. So it's $150,000 each,
right.
Actually. But I love this that they had to raise another $2 billion in New York in addition to the $404 billion in income taxes with 100 new taxes, fees, fines, surcharges, and penalties. Shit, they have no mercy.
Well, and also right around the corner from there, this one that you had driveways in D.C. now a no parking zone.
Yeah, well, of course, you know, Jimmy grew up in Washington and mm-hmm. probably should have stayed there, I mean, to some extent, although it's gone crazy. But yeah, I love this part. If you've got a house and you've got a driveway, it turns out the way the law reads apparently is the D.C., it's public property or it's some kind of public, they have it's a district right-of-way or something up to like that where your house hits the ground or something. I'm not sure exactly.
Up to your front door.
Up to your front door.
You got to leave a space for them to drive up there?
Something like that.
In case they want to visit? In case they want to come over and visit, there has to be a spot for them.
I love this. This is clearly an attempt on the city to extort money out of property owners. Well, duh.
No.
But
everybody has
the reason this made the news, the only reason this made the news is that Eleanor Holmes Norton got ticketed a couple times.
Hmm, Norton? Norton?
She's the D.C. rep. She's,
oh, is that right?
Even though D.C. can't vote, they have a rep in Congress. You know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No vote.
Yeah, she's been there forever.
She doesn't have a diplomat. She doesn't have a diplomatic plate. Come on.
Apparently, she's got it, and you know whatever it is. And it's just D.C. council member Tommy Wells has been getting a lot of complaints. Oh yeah, well, duh. And I'm trying to think here. Any area between the property line and the building restriction line shall be considered as private property, set aside and treated as public space under the care and maintenance of the property owner. Well, here, for instance, in Florida. If you have a sidewalk, for instance, on the road here, you are pretty much responsible for mowing the land between the
sidewalk and the road.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a law. I'm not
Small
sure there's a law,
there.
But yeah, I think if you let it grow too much.
Oh, there's a law.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
There
but anyway,
goes.
But it's not your property. It's not your property. But that's the same thing that they're using here. And apparently, it's why you can get a ticket for drinking beer on your front porch in Washington D.C. because it's an open container law. Technically, you're on public space.
Well, this poor woman, she not only doesn't get a vote, she can't even get away without a parking ticket.
Jimmy,
no respect.
The property rights have been eroded just as the Communist Manifesto wished it to be. I mean, there's another story. Are you done with that one?
No. I just going to finish. I was going to finish off the highlights that I made in here. When Anderson complained to a supervisor at the Department of Public Works, DPW, she was told that she could lease the property from the district to avoid future tickets. So she can pay a lease fee in order, which the tickets are like $20 each. And so apparently, a couple thousand dollars, she can lease the property per year.
So she gets to pay to park in her own driveway?
That's it. Right. Exactly right. That's exactly right. And Mike Carter, deputy director of the DPW, says, nobody's extorting money from anybody. Thank you, Mike. This is what you get paid to say.
These are necessary fees.
I love this. Without them, the
fire wouldn't work.
Well, the final sentence in this is, money grab. Oh
my God.
So,
I mean, what a dead giveaway, but it's not a money grab.
Yeah.
Are you serious? That's the freaking last line.
That's the last line, but it's not a money grab.
Me too.
I'm just thinking, you, well, you know, again, you can, as I've always said, you can go into most any major city in America and for $5,000, you can fire a hitman to kill somebody. Well, for whatever this DPW guy gets paid, $120,000 a year, you could pay him to say foolish things and lie and do it. It's not a money grab. I mean, for $120,000, Jimmy wouldn't actually do it, but he could have been persuaded in an earlier life.
Did you see? Well, he had another one on there. It was Ocala planning to euthanize roughly 200 nuisance ducks.
Yeah, well, this is another thing that I thought was kind of interesting.
No, this is kind of a local thing. Ocala, Florida.
Ocala, Florida. Well, the thing about it is, it's so funny about this. It's the, what's not the mallard? What is it? It's the, Muscovy ducks. Actually, I think those are pretty good eating.
So they're protecting us? How are they protecting these?
Well, here's the deal. What happens is, it turns out that there's about 200 of them that are in this Tuscarawas Park. And as happened here in Gainesville at Hogtown Creek, they got so many ducks that the waste matter was really...
Oh, my God.
The fecal matter was really polluting everything in sight.
I call that D.S. Creek.
Yeah. Okay, we do know what that means.
Yeah. It rhymes with Buck Pit.
Okay, yeah. That's right.
Got it.
Turns out that these ducks, which they have all the reasons they want to get rid of them. The city wants to get rid of them. Mm. But the fire people, you know, they're feeding them and a lot of people are feeding them and they're cute and everything like that. Apparently it's against the law to pick them up and relocate them.
Huh.
You can't put them in a cage unless it's on private property and you like don't abuse them.
But it's
okay
to shoot them.
Well, what happened was that they started to pick up the eggs and cart the eggs off. Oh. Well, apparently that doesn't work because the response of
that
the Muscovy, it pisses off the ducks
egg.
And they say, well, and they start laying even more eggs. So they started replacing the eggs with golf balls or something to try and fool them. That worked for a while. Anyway, the bottom line is that
cats, rats.
And she says, but eventually the eggs have to be taken away, and when picked up, they explode. They're really gross, and it smells bad, and they're rotten. It's a health issue. So I'm thinking, oh, give me a break.
All right.
So anyway, the point is, now, so what the solution is, you can't relocate them, you can't pick them up, you can't do anything, so they're going to kill them. And here they're going to humanely euthanize them.
That's another, you talk about the hypocrisy. You know, they have passed law after law protecting the rights of animals, and yet we have these, quote, humane societies, these shelters, in every city, no matter how small, and their sole job is literally to kill about 24 cats and dogs per day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Humanely
But
kill.
Humanely. Not right. Dog-anely, not cat-anely, but humanely.
So right. that means take them out with
We've
the
tried
shot.
Everything. At that point, it's our only option. It's very humane. The U.S. stay for about $2,000. They will tranquilize the ducks with alpha chloridazoles, whatever, feed them on bread. The ducks are then picked up, put in the pens, taken off-site, and then they're placed in a CO2 chamber where they die in about 20 seconds.
That sounds very
It's
difficult.
Not anything I take pleasure in, but it's necessary. Self-declared animal lover. I think it's sad, but I will sleep at night knowing it's the right thing to do.
Wait a second. I have a better idea.
Yeah, seriously.
There we go.
Yeah, and then...
Next!
Somebody should eat the ducks. They should at least feed the dang homeless.
And the thing is, they're fed well. Apparently,
right.
One of the problems is they eat too many breadcrumbs and not enough bugs or something. I mean, because people come by
they're
and feed
eating
them.
The wrong thing. How
well,
dare them?
Yeah, how dare them, right. So... it's interesting that the normal everyday solution that anybody would think of is illegal, can't do it, not human, whatever, who knows what.
Yeah, no.
And so they're going to kill them nicely.
Right.
$200 for 2,000. $10 a duck.
I think they need to teach the kids have a hunting day. You know how they have these.
I couldn't agree with
these
you more.
Fishing days. You know, kids go out and fish in a big little pond. They need to have hunting
day. No, they just turned a bunch of 10-year-olds with shotguns
that's
loose
right.
on that island.
It's 4/10 weekend.
That's it. 4/10
that's right.
weekend.
They pump them out there. You know, Remington sponsors it. They load them up. They put the kid in front of it, and they, you know.
The problem is, I can tell you right now what the problem would
Everybody
be.
Everybody gets a duck.
No, it'd be even worse than that. I'll tell you what the problem would be. When 10-year-olds play baseball, for instance, there's always an argument, because there's no umpire, there's always an argument as to whether the guy was out or safe, or whether the ball was out or foul or whatever it is. And you can see right now that these kids are blasting away, and some kid comes over and says, that's my duck. And the other one says, no, that's my duck. And the next thing you know, the kids are taking out on each other, and they're blasting each other.
Well, you need to limit the ammo. That's how you need to limit the ammo.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe one shot each.
Yeah, two.
You can buy a nice single shot 410 with an interchangeable
$8
barrel.
$8 a shot.
For $169 down at Pickett.
Get it today at Walmart's participating locations.
Not Walmart. They stopped selling guns.
Come on down to Jimmy's Guns.
Thanks, Jack. They had an interesting. I looked down and I thought it was like one of those Hellboy revolvers. It was a revolver that shot 410s.
Jeez. Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, $517 or something.
I'm owner.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
that doesn't count as a sawed-off shotgun?
That's what I was going. I mean, you know, hey.
Right. Well, no, we got to.
$517.
I tell you what else I want.
I'm in.
Pick it
that
up
is so cool.
Yeah, I thought
now,
it was
now,
pretty
let me
cool.
ask you, is it single shot?
No, it's a revolver. It's got six shots in there, man.
Pick it, Weaponry.
I am like so an owner.
Pick
it, this is tomorrow.
It's
tomorrow.
10 miles outside Newberry Road. Family owned for 29 years.
I'm writing this down now.
41. I mean, two locations to serve you better. That was down at the one. It's called The Judge from The Poltergeist. It's down on 441. Just south of Gainesville.
It's not Pickett's.
No. That's where I was. But there's two different Pickett locations. There's one on Newberry too.
Right.
Is that now?
They bought Harry Beckwith.
Oh, they
place.
Bought. Okay.
Yeah. There's a gun range right next to there too.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Oh man, I mean, I'll read six. That is so cool. No, I mean, I can sell a couple of guns
Make
and buy
my
that.
Day.
No, yeah. that's what I've been looking for. You know, that's almost as good as the street sweeper or whatever it is. That thing that is a. Looks like a Tommy gun that shoots like 12 gauge.
No, the Tommy gun is what you want. I mean, the
mini gun.
There's that street sweeper that shoots like 12 gauge.
Right, 12 gauge.
And it holds like, you know, 50 rounds or something.
Right.
I mean, now that's what you really want.
Right. I'm going to build one.
Okay, what's next? Anything?
Well, Jimmy, I want to talk about property rights real quick again.
Okay.
Because we were talking about that a minute ago. Let me give you, I got two great examples of where property rights just no longer exist around here.
Okay.
First, The Edge, the lead guitarist for U2, okay? The most green band out there, if you can say that about a band. Or...
Didn't we talk about this as one in L.A.?
No, we haven't talked about it.
Okay, go ahead.
Buys 155 acres out in Malibu, California.
Right.
Okay, he's going to build 5 homes out there. Okay, now granted, they're big homes. 155 acres, though, okay? And he's going to build them, like, with leaves for the rooftops and stuff. I mean, you know,
recycled leaves.
Green
absolutely.
These are green homes.
And people are pissed off that he's going to wreck this 155 acres. I mean, literally, the ad said stuff like, well, we're worried about flora and fauna. You know, and what they said, the same rhetoric they all use, which is, we have concerns.
The other thing,
we haven't seen anything wrong, but we have concerns.
Well, the two things that I did notice that they were really concerned about, apparently, was all the trucks and everything running up there while they're building the stuff.
Right.
And then access roads afterwards, that they were going to destroy the environment.
Man, get out of town!
155 acres. So that's 25 acres per house. That's like a farm.
Exactly.
I mean, you qualify for an agriculture subsidy on
no,
that.
No, seriously. Like, he could not touch 120 acres of this whole thing, or more. I mean, 150 acres he could not touch.
Right.
And build everything he's going to build, and yet...
You don't think there's any wealth envy here, do you?
I think these people genuinely think they're doing a good job. They're going to go out there and protect what they think is a common cause, which is
the flora
and fauna.
But it's not their land, of course.
Well, that doesn't matter because they're not doing it for their own selfish reasons, they don't think. They think they're doing it because they've interpreted... everybody else's common desire, which is to protect these plants.
Uh-huh, right.
And so they're going to go enforce those laws. I mean, literally, this guy is going to face just mounds of red tape.
Right.
Hopefully, he's going to hire just a team of attorneys to go in there and just shred their butts, you know?
Well, of course, but this is one of the things that
it's
I've
It's just amazing, the lack of private property rights.
No, that's right. And I saw where I saw where something else, and I
taking them away. How about this one? Out in the Pennsylvania field, where the site of Flight 93 crashed.
9/11.
The government has decided to build a memorial at the cost of tens of millions of dollars. And what they're doing in order to build this memorial, they're taking, they're, quote, condemning 2,200 acres. Okay? I mean, not like an acre. Not like they're shaving.
Private land.
So this is eminent domain.
Right.
And this is for the public good.
Right.
It's for a memorial.
Right.
This is not like it's not like a major highway for ambulances.
No,
There's no road out there.
Well, and that's why they're going to have to take a bunch of property to, like, build a road out there or something. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I just, it's amazing to me that they're going to take that much. I mean, over 2,000 acres of property. I mean, one guy's losing hundreds of acres.
Well, think about it. A square mile, a mile square is 640 acres.
Right.
So this is almost four square miles. Almost.
4 square miles of memorial they're going to have out there. Encompass every piece. Like, well, the last piece of the tail landed way out here, and the tip of the nose cone landed way back.
And so you can imagine. Think about it for a second. This is a piece. If it's not square, I'm sure. But let's assume for the moment that it was nice economically square, which would be 2 miles on a side.
Right.
And so you've got this memorial. And how many people are going to be hiking around looking at all the pieces that shredded?
Not me.
Well, I mean, look, in today's economy, who knows? I mean,
middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania, right?
Well, one of the things that they've done,
of course, even if it was the most popular memorial ever, and it, quote, generates wealth somehow, you know, because it provides entertainment to these people. I mean, you know, which has given it way, way, way more credit.
Well, you know, speaking of that, of course, and again, the eminent domain of something like that is so preposterous as to be.
That's what I love is they're using the word condemn as if it's still somehow a health hazard or something. Like there's some public purpose. They can't just say, well, we're taking it. But that's coming. They're going to change that word soon. You watch, because that word is no longer useful.
That is stunning, though. Can you imagine 2,200 acres for that airplane crash memorial? And I mean, what are they getting out of it? Is what I want to know. I mean, what does anybody get out of that? The 2,200? Certainly, you'd think on its face that there's more harm than good here.
Well, I look. I'm not saying that a memorial is not a good thing. I'm not saying if you were a private investor, you wouldn't want to go out there and buy 2,200 acres and erect the memorial and try to sell entrance fees or charge tickets or do whatever. But, or even if the government wants to do it for an acre, you know, go out there and buy the land from the people.
Right. Why do you have to get exactly? An acre would be, about the memorials, I don't think that, you look at the memorials in Washington, D.C., I mean, even here in Florida, you drive on, there's a plaque on the side of the road. Fine.
Right.
It just says, here crashed Flight 97.
Yeah, have a big park. Still, that's an acre, you know? I mean, it's just...
So what is the memorial going to be? They're going to get like a 747 and dump it upside down in the ground or something?
Ooh.
So it's six way up? Or
I don't know.
It wasn't a 747.
They're
going to
have...
Seventh, they got to get an
83
old
reflecting pools with,
with the fountains, with the special fountains that spell out Flight 97, like those Japanese fountains or whatever it is. It shows an airplane fly across and crashing. And then a picture of Osama, excuse me, hello.
Whoa.
Slight mistake.
Edit.
Did a couple extra hits this month.
Oh. That's right. Well, I did notice.
Virginia.
I did notice that one of the big deals that they've talked about here, recently speaking of parks, is that they are cutting back, they're raising the fees and cutting back the time that a lot of the national parks and state parks are open because of the budget cuts. The first thing they cut, which makes sense, but what it tells you is the parks are not self-supporting, and of course they should be.
No, well, it's just ridiculous. Look, the parks, they confiscated Teddy Roosevelt. I mean, just like you said, it's, what is it, a quarter of the land in the United States is publicly owned at this point?
No, it's a third.
Okay.
Now you do understand. It's a little bit. It's a little disingenuous because a lot of.
Okay, that's why I cut it down to a quarter.
Well,
but still, even so,
when you realize
about
98% of Alaska and 90% of Utah. Okay, and that kind of stuff, because it's all forget the parks. There's a bunch of grazing land and stuff like that. The thing about that you might have been getting ready to say, and I've talked about this before, is that when Teddy Roosevelt, he wasn't the first one. Grover Cleveland did Yellowstone in the 1888 or something. But after that, the real thing was when Teddy Roosevelt, as the great one who wanted to do the green thing, literally they took a map. This was when, after the frontier had been closed and everything, took a map with a magic marker, and just on a map of the United States that was like, I don't know, a 4x8 map of the United States, just drew and said, here shall be parkland. Well, the pencil width, was like 5 miles.
right.
I mean, forget the fact that it was like 2 or 3 or 4 million acres. I mean, literally, there was a 4 or 5 mile ambiguity just in the width of the pencil. And nobody cared. I mean, so what kind of thing? It's just.
Right. Well.
I mean, and of course, again, when what's his name, during the Reagan years, I forget his name, and this was so funny, tried to sell off a little bit of the stuff. I mean, he was pilloried. I mean,
right,
pilloried. He was going to sell off like an unused building in New York or something, and you'd have thought he was going to sell off all of the parkland, 50 million acres at risk or something.
The butcher of,
the butcher of the environment. And he was run out of office basically on it. And of course, what I liked was I went to, this was during the time when my kids were still in high school, and I went by the, to one of those parent teachers meetings nights. And, here on the wall were the enemies of the, not the enemy, the, villains. And there was Stalin and Hitler, and there was a picture of this Secretary of Agriculture or whatever he was, Secretary of the Interior, whichever his name is, and he was on the wall for wanting to sell off the property. I'm thinking, what? I wish I could remember his name.
Well, developers, I just saw the Hannah Montana movie, and the big nemesis to Hannah Montana, her big anti-hero,
the bad guy,
is a developer.
Well,
he's going to develop some mall.
Now you might want to ask Miley or not Miley,
right?
But
Miley.
Her dad, if he's got any interest in any real estate at all.
Nah.
Think he's got all? He's got any of his money in real estate in development? No. Well, there's to say, it's your property is no since the Kelo decision in Connecticut. I mean, they will try anything to see if they can get away with it. And that's one of the things that I've talked about previously. And that is that a lot of people don't realize the barriers to entry on doing anything are so high these days. If you want to just build a house you were telling us, Jack, about your place, you have to go and get permits and pay money to do anything. Can you imagine if you want to do a development? What it costs just to get a hearing, by the time you pay the architects and you pay the guy who can walk you through the ombudsman person, the private ombudsman person that does the studies for you. I mean, before you do a $1 million project, I would imagine that you've got $100,000 in the damn thing just to get a hearing in front of the codes development.
Well, Jimmy, I related before the story about watching the Code Bureau in Miami, and this poor architect was, he's got these incredible structures all built and everything and a huge layout, a PowerPoint presentation, and the people on this historical preservation board are saying things like, well, can it be two towers instead of one? Just things that fundamentally change the design of this thing. We put $2 million into developing the architecture of this, and they're just willy-nilly throwing out suggestions about what should be done.
Yeah.
Can we have more driving space underneath your building?
Yeah.
In Florida.
Yeah. Right. It'd be awfully nice if you had a basement.
Yeah.
Right.
In Florida. Good luck on that.
So, your private property rights were doomed.
I like it. Well, EJ wrote back, and he goes, when are we going to build the memorial for the rule of law, democracy, and personal property rights.
Yeah, I had another great EJ quote this week.
Actually, we had one up until recently. It's called the United States. I mean, that was the memorial was us.
Yeah, right.
And then we got all the neat stuff, the Levi jeans and Dial soap and all the other stuff that that we conquered the world with, and that's going away.
Let's kick into some of these light nodes before we get out of here.
Okay, yeah.
You see this Disney? The boob cops. They called off the boob cops. Apparently, I know about this. I wish we had known about this. But there is a flashmountain.net. Apparently, a whole website. There's not too many pictures on there. But all for, you know, at the end of all these Disney rides, you know, you get at some point they take a picture during the ride. Apparently, became quite the rage.
Well, it says they call
women
the eagle-eyed employees who are scanning for flashing. Back. Apparently, as you come down off the mountain, you know, the girls, instead of raising their hands, would raise their shirts.
And tits
would go flying, and they would take a picture of it. And what do they do?
Mardi Gras.
So they couldn't let these pictures get through, you know, after the ride, you go and you see them.
Well,
so
yeah, they're up on a big screen. They're all in a row.
So these people, their job is to make sure it doesn't make it to the big screen.
Right. So, well, apparently Disney now is going to admit that breasts exist and they're going to be okay. They've reassigned the boob cops.
So they're going to stop this monitoring.
They can't do that because, I mean, literally they're going to be showing pornography to kids at that point. Yeah. I mean, here comes, you know, little Johnny is sitting in the, he buys the picture with him in it, and sitting in front of him are Jan and Jill and Susie from the sorority.
Right. So we...
I'm sorry, I'm missing your point.
Can I help you?
I'm missing your point.
Right. Johnny be out selling reprints of his.
Boy, I imagine that's a Scan City.
May I have 55 copies, please?
Yeah, that's right. The real horror would be $20. Little Julie, you know, who's like 14, right, and she's like got a sunken chest, and in front of her are the boobalicious girls. And she's offended and embarrassed and humiliated. Her picture looks so bad.
Feminist Julie in the back.
That the 14-year-old flashed and everybody goes to jail.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
They just sweep the ride, you know. The ride.
What he said.
The ride just goes, the track just goes straight off into the jail.
Well, not only that, as what it does is as it goes by at speed, it, like, the car that you're in tips over real quick.
Right, right.
And you just splash out into the jail.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No reason to stop.
Perfect. Excellent.
No, like you say, though, if they've reassigned these guys, then I guess the pictures are going to be allowed. How can they stop it if nobody's watching?
Oh, they're going to stop it.
Mm. Well, okay, you have face recognition. What do you have, boob recognition now in the damn camera? I mean, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what do they do? Oh, they have it's one of those things like they use it.
They're going to reassign them.
Well, you know what they're going to assign them to actually ride all the rides. Hey, honey, are these real? No, the thing is, we know at the Super Bowl when they had the terrorist face recognition cameras or whatever it is. So now they're going to get pictures of all the possible boob combinations. And as they flash over the thing, they can automatically detect.
Do those look like the offending pair?
These are not the boobs you're looking for.
These aren't the boobs you're looking for. Did you see this high school?
Hold on, before you do, let's just take a quick, real quick, you know.
A quick break, and we'll be right back with the Jimmy Doan Show.
All right, we're back with Jimmy Doan Show.
Woo! Hey, so did you see this high school in Pennsylvania? A little prom favor. Your souvenir from prom was a shot glass.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oops.
Oops. Yeah, did it have the name of the high school on it or something?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah,
my God. Did they confiscate them or?
Yeah, well, I don't know, but they were low on funds.
That's going to be a collector's item.
They were low on funds, so they couldn't get the usual picture frame.
They couldn't get the bongs they ordered. Yeah.
you couldn't get the big champagne flute from Waterford or whatever. Right. A shot glass. Well, that must be, that's Western Pennsylvania. You can bet on that, coal country.
That's right. That's sorry.
Well,
there was another prom one
where the
girl hired a stripper to go in her place.
Right, right.
Oh, what?
It was out in California.
To impersonate her to her reunion. It wasn't a prom.
Yeah, it was a reunion. I'm sorry. That's right. It was a reunion.
What? Wait, Jimmy hasn't heard about this.
Oh, yeah. She documented the whole thing.
She was like in the other room. They had she was watching her on video.
Punked them all.
Yeah, she punked them all. And she hired some stripper to pretend it was her. And she'd whisper the girl, the stripper had an earpiece in. So she could tell her, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so, you know, remind him about this or whatever, you know. And then she
had the girl be like provocatively strippy later.
Right, right.
Nice.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like pretend to be drunk.
I would go see that.
Of course
you
would.
You can see it on the web. I think it's YouTube. We'll put a link to it.
Put a link to it.
That is a world record.
Boy, I'll tell you, that's near the end of the show, and we're talking about it.
I know. I knew it.
Well, were you also talking about in England, the paramedic? Did we talk about the paramedic trying to drive?
No, we haven't talked about that.
Coming soon to America. Apparently, in some places in London or England or whatever it is,
must be a law. You're getting
a law that if you're wearing a uniform, like a policeman or a fireman or a paramedic or whatever, you cannot buy liquor.
What?
Or they won't sell you liquor. So he walks into the store, into the 7-Eleven,
and
he's a paramedic. He's trying to buy some wine, and they said they
weren't. Which is like water, by the way, over there.
Well, they said they weren't going to sell it to him.
What?
And he said, what? He says, they said, because you're wearing a uniform. It's our policy not to sell alcoholic beverages to anybody in uniform. So he walks outside, strips down to his thong, takes his money and walks back in and says, will you sell it to me now? Well, of course they called the cops. And,
what?
Yeah,
wait a second.
He was in underwear and a pair of socks, and they still wouldn't sell it to him because he was underdressed, I guess. I don't know. But the police were called.
Could have bought that Daytona Beach.
I understand, but this was in England. Jolly old.
Thongo, huh?
That's it.
Man. Huh. Well, here's one, and this is old news now, but I just thought, I loved EJ's comment. Of course, the flyby happened.
The
New York flyby.
Right.
Yeah, the publicity shot.
Well, you don't suppose that Photoshop got a workout after that, do you? I see so many pictures of that damn airplane, golf courses, and babes. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And people like, the Photoshop people jumping and stuff.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, I just love EJ's comment. You know, everybody panics, of course, when this plane goes by, and he's like, look, it's a plane in the sky. Oh, my God, no.
deep plane. Look,
well,
boss.
Of course, it was shadowed by a jet.
Right.
I mean, by a fighter plane or something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that certainly would give one pause. I mean, if you're sitting there looking at some big old 747.
Very low flying,
and there's a military jet. I mean, what's your first thought? It ain't photo op. I'm telling you, the first shot is there's about 400 people that are going to die real soon when they shoot that baby out of the sky.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was, and I think that finally, a head did roll, as I recall. somebody got blamed.
Oh, yeah.
And, it was kind of interesting because they.
Yeah, I remember the guy.
Yeah, because Obama came out and said, what, who, what?
What? No, somebody
what,
came
what,
out.
What airplane?
Like,
Air Force, what? Air Force. Air Force Point Nine.
My plane?
No, mine's one.
Mine's one.
Air Force One. That was Air Force Point Nine.
All right, here's one. Washington. I think this was Washington State on this one. But police said two men suffered injuries after they were beaten with a golf club, I might add, after they were caught urinating on what they thought was an unoccupied vehicle. But police said the owner got out of the car and assaulted the two men with a 9-iron.
That 9-iron will do it too, if you've ever seen that. But, I mean, the question is, when they say urinating on the car, they were probably on the tire or something.
Well, whatever. Still, but urinating in public is a crime. Although the police said they probably would not be cited in this case, since they were still trying to get the Wilson imprint out of his temporal lobe.
Was it slightly defaced?
That's right. Yeah. It says ping.
Yeah.
All right, we got a few more things before we're out of here.
Okay, well, I will tell you, this is sort of a light note. I think we talked about this.
Oh, it's light.
Is the Powerball jackpot was claimed apparently up in Washington, D.C. Somebody won.
Just one person?
One guy.
Wow.
$144 million. And, of course, what was interesting was that they decked out the lottery place. They, the place where he bought the ticket was all decked. Balloons. They had the bands. They had the parades there. For when he come down to get it. And, of course, he never showed up. What happened was his lawyer showed up and said, I'm not going to tell you who it is, and,
give me my money.
Give me my money. And, of course, so it's $144 million, and the check he gets is $60
million. So $60 million.
He walks away with $60 million. Turns out the guy's 89 years old, got children, grandchildren, set up a whole bunch of trusts and everything, and had his attorney. The deal is that on the back of the lottery tickets, and I don't know if this is the case in Florida or not, but it says, we're allowed to use your name and likeness in advertisements and so forth and so on. But it also says, apparently in the extremely fine print, that if you that you're allowed to set up a trust fund or an attorney, and you don't really have to tell them who you are. And that's, of course, what this guy did.
All right.
But
boy, talk about the family jockeying for position.
Well,
89 years old.
Right.
We got cousins killing brothers.
Well, apparently the way the story reads, and again, I don't know how they found out about this stuff, but the attorney, I guess, was the one that said that after he realized he won this, he won in April. So you have 180 days to claim the thing. So
he waited a little while.
He waited a little while. What he did is he went to his attorney and apparently set up, you know, like 14 different trust funds or whatever it was. You know, the whole deal is all done, signed, sealed, delivered.
After the hooker left.
After the hooker left. Boy, you can bet that. I'd certainly have a hooker fund.
I mean the nurse.
The nurse, right? Excuse me. The nurse.
The nurse left. The hospice nurse.
That's right. Then it was signed, you know, and he called everybody together, signed, sealed, delivered. Hi, it's a done deal. Don't bother me. You know, okay, and I'm not going to tell you who I am. And of course, the attorney said that as soon as he did this, he received, like, he got back to his office and his email box was 80 messages, people wanting to talk to him. Well, duh.
I bet.
You know, what he said was, can you imagine, here's this guy, 89 years old, you know, he's on his way out, and if he'd gotten 80 calls, I mean, that's why he, at least he was smart enough to do that. And I thought that was good.
Yeah. All right.
Now, did you see that the Supreme...
But I did think it was interesting, the $144 million went to $60 million. Of course, they do that here in Florida. You won $3 million. No, here's your check, and they give you, you know, like a couple of coins.
For $100,000.
There's a, did you see that? It was still in the Supreme Court wants the review of Janet Jackson's wardrobe.
Yes, what was it? Yes, I saw it
over 5 years ago.
That's ridiculous.
What, they are not really going to reason.
Look, the obscenity thing just held up again, which means that the Supreme Court of the United States has just said once again that the FCC gets to say what obscenity is, and they can fine the bejesus out of you if you violate the line. If Big Hairy Cock comes out of his mouth...
That was the Howard Stern movie. That was so funny. That was hilarious. Oh, you got to see that.
Yeah, then they can freaking... They can beat the pants off of you.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah, it's just amazing that they waste their time with this kind of stuff. And this goes all the way back to the ruling where it was obscenity. I know it when I see it. That was Potter Stewart.
Yep. And, speaking of the Supreme Court, did we talk about the guys resigning?
No. Souter is kicking
is going away. And, of course, they're going to... What,
we haven't talked about it because...
A black Hispanic woman... lesbian, something.
I heard one of the questions was, is it true that just white Anglo-Saxon need not apply? Pretty much.
Right? Oh yeah. No.
Male white need not apply.
The short list is all women. And I think even the longer short list is, I don't think there's any men
Isn't
on it
one
at
of the
all.
Other
I think
women
there's definitely going to be a woman.
Isn't one of the other women?
And they talked about some of the ones that they, you know, they're screaming liberals, of course.
That's unfortunate. I mean, to me, Obama's comment seemed to portray, I mean, he said he wants somebody with insight and sort of a knowledge of America and stuff. And it seemed like he was de-emphasizing the
law part. No, he wants somebody to feel the pain.
He wants more of an Earl Warren than...
Well, wait a second. That's not their job. Their job is to interpret the law, right?
Yeah, well, but he wants the
job
the
should be their job
part.
Mainly, you have to understand, the Supreme Court is only a bunch of words that separates us from tyranny. I mean, when the government oversteps its bounds, the Supreme Court's supposed to say stop. And, of course, as Andy Jackson said, you know, you bring your army and I'll bring mine kind of thing, you know, when he wanted to kick the Indians off of the reservation
in
Georgia,
but they
may not have an army, but they have a lot of clout, and that's what they've done. Of course, has eroded their own position as a barrier.
They're still very commanding. I mean, you know
they are, but the problem is that they let too much slide through. Is what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, they still do, and this is.
I mean, starting with not only Wickard, but I mean that kind of stuff.
We'll go through the list again when the nominee comes out. I didn't want to get into it right now because we don't know who it's going to be yet.
Right.
And I mean, they've said such general terms, and you know, presidents always come up with these bizarre nominees.
Well, and not only that, they backfire. You know, as I say, I forget, was it Souter that was performed, but was George W. Bush the first or something?
Yeah, he was.
I mean,
exactly.
there's at least two of them that are on there. And of course, Earl Warren, most famous.
Well,
that
was
Eisenhower.
Just a jokey joke. I mean, that was a political favor. And
I know that, but I mean, he was a conservative governor of California, for God's sakes. And he went on to become a
Well, he had no
liberal.
Constitutional training, and he didn't know what he was doing. He was with a wide brush. He was painting. He had, you know, judicial conservatism. It was just destroyed during his administration,
right,
in terms of that. But,
10-year, we like to think, rather.
Yeah,
than
yeah.
All right.
But we'll see. We'll go through it again. And
well, they said that so this week, apparently, by the time this thing gets posted, we should not have a nominee. So it'll be fodder for the next Jimmy Dore.
Oh, sure. They're going to have to. Now, it's going to take him a while, for sure.
Well, it's first Monday in October is when the girl is going to be due.
Oh,
so
they got some time,
yeah.
They got a time to pick some, and then we'll find out.
No, they got it. You know, and the Senate has got, of course, confirm, which will be if Al Franken wins the.
Unbelievable.
I mean, that's.
Yeah, what was the deal with that? They were going back to.
They figured it's going to be June or July before that's figured out. And, you know, he's 54 or 118 or 700 votes ahead now. And
wow.
Looks like he might get in, which I think is great myself.
Yeah, yeah.
He winged.
Funny man.
He's winged.
He's hilarious.
He is funny.
He was never.
I don't know. I don't
he
like
wasn't
him.
That funny.
I thought he was funny guy. I mean, you know, he's a screaming liberal, but I still thought he was funny.
Nah, not funny.
Okay. Did you see, I know Curtis is a comic collector, but you see that Superman comic sold for $317,000?
I did see that. Superman number one.
Yeah, it was.
It was someone famous bought it, too.
The previous owner bought it for less than a buck.
But had it for a while.
Yeah, had it for a while.
For like 30 years, 20 years.
Did we ever talk about that extreme DUI thing? Did you ever hear about that, Curtis?
Yeah, I remember you bringing it up to me. I don't know if we talked about it on the show.
It starts at only 0.15 or something.
Oh, extreme. Oh,
yeah, extreme DUI.
It's like a new hate crime. Now it's it.
Yeah, it's some
Arizona.
Now
you were really drunk driving.
Got weeks before the NFL draft, but he got arrested on suspicion of extreme DUI.
Really drunk driving.
Right.
And,
well, I'll tell you, as somebody who really knows, I can tell you that a 0.15 is...
Really drunk.
No, you can actually do pretty well on 0.15 if you're a drinker. You can do pretty well at a 0.15.
Jimmy can handle that.
Now I can tell you, 0.15. Oh, you got to get it to a real close to a 0.2 before things start to go bad for a drinker. I can tell you from...
From the people that I've defended and the tapes that I've seen, it's obvious that's the case.
I mean,
and you know, the law used to be a 0.12 or something. It was the law in Florida, and then it went to 0.10 and then 0.08. And now there's a presumption of
at 0.02.
0.05, I think it is.
There's some places it's 0.02.
Okay,
basically here in Florida, rinse your mouth out with Listerine and you go in.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't. All right.
I had the expecting fish pet store gets corpse.
What?
Employees of a Pennsylvania pet store expecting a shipment of tropical fish in saltwater got a man's dead body.
Not much of a market.
Tony Soprano or what? I mean,
yeah,
kind of a warning? This is the opposite of the horse head? I mean,
they said you're going to swim with the fishes. They right. Just didn't know it was tropical fishes.
What is this? Fish food?
Pets Plus store in Northeast Pennsylvania were on the mix-up. Said they learned the body was that of a 65-year-old San Diego area man who died of early onset Alzheimer's.
Crazy.
The body was supposed to go to a research lab in Allentown, 70 miles away.
Oops, sorry.
But U.S. Scareways.
And of course, when the research lab got the fish, what did they say?
The fish.
Say.
Yeah.
They're still alive.
Yeah. No, they said that the fish, unfortunately, were probably left at the airport and
Oops.
Probably died.
Your entire shipment of exotic fish.
All right, we'll keep the emails coming. We appreciate that. Jimmy@JimmyDone.com.
Because we love all you listeners, in spite of what we sometimes say.
That's right. We're just making this up.
Could we rag on them a little bit? Hey, you can't take a little punishment?
Hey, that's right.
Right. Well, exactly.
No, we're looking forward.
Hey,
did you see?
We've earned the right to nail your butt if you don't send us any money.
That's right.
Tell you that.
Oh, man, I just want to re-thank our guy who sent us the money last month.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm.
Man, he was awesome.
Yep.
Nice.
And I got a disbursement for you people here in
Sweet.
This room.
Sweet.
At some point.
All right.
All right, keep it coming. We'll see you next time.
All right.
On the Jimmy Doan Show.
As opposed to the Jack Roach.
Jack Roach, yo. I got that old joke. Yeah, wait on you, baby. Tried on you.
hold your word. Yaddy-ho.